Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Ben McKee joins us from GoVols247.com. Ben, we can maybe put a couple of players together. The performance by Zakai all week and against Texas, and then Olivier Cumwell, what he did against Texas on Saturday. What did you think seeing that, those performances put together, especially this past weekend?
They were tremendous. And I would even throw Josiah Jordan James and Santiago Vescovi in there to a lesser extent. Santi had 12 and Josiah had 14, but each of those guys knocked down big shots throughout the course of that game. If Texas tried to gain some momentum, or when Texas did gain some momentum, Josiah knocked down several big-time shots to kind of kill the momentum and had a little something to say to the Texas bench as well, which I know Swain loves to see, and I certainly love to see him play with that swagger because I think that's when he is at his best. But Olivier Cumwell and Zakai Ziegler, they were absolutely awesome. Those two guys played the best basketball of their career, and Zakai's been playing the best basketball of his career really since the Kentucky game. He has three double-doubles now this season after 22 and 10 assists. Against Texas on Saturday night. And then that's the Olivier Cumwell that Rick Barnes has been saying that he sees in terms of potential throughout his 3.5 years now here at Tennessee. Just couldn't ever really piece it together, quite frankly. He's had big games before, but hasn't necessarily been able to piece it together consistently. Kind of was doing that last year when he got hurt against South Carolina before he had to miss the season. But hopefully this can be a nice stepping stone for Olivier to finally find some consistency. And if he does, with the way this Tennessee system wants to play inside out and open up shots on the perimeter by getting it inside to a post player, if he plays like that consistently, not 27 points every night, but somewhere in that wheelhouse, I mean, the ceiling for this team just gets even higher.
Zakai Ziegler gets a lot of credit for his defense, his on-ball defense in particular, but Santiago Vescovi, his on-ball defense, I saw a metric where both guys are one of the best defenders or two of the best defenders in the last couple of years in college basketball. Vescovi came in, didn't have the speed, didn't have the agility, and now he's standing in front of guys. And big reason why this defense is so good is because of Zakai Ziegler and Vescovi, Ben.
Yeah, and I think the Tennessee defense being so dominant this year is a fascinating conversation for so many reasons. A, it's the same core, essentially, from a season ago that was good last year, but they weren't this. So for them to essentially, with the same core, take this big of a step defensively, it's pretty remarkable. And, again, I think it's for several reasons. Individuals have gotten better on the court as simply basketball players, but I think Garrett Medenwall, the strength coach, deserves so much credit because there is not a more physical team in the country right now than Tennessee. And it's not just physicality that they bring. I don't know that there's a team in better condition than this Tennessee team, especially when you kind of pair those two elements together. I think that has as much to do with anything with this Tennessee defense as X's and O's. Because you mentioned that Santi was not this guy coming in, and he's always had the potential, but really the key for him was just getting in shape. And if you ask Rick Barnes about Santi's defense, the first comment is always that he's an elite.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Cardio shape, that he has elite cardio toughness, that he, when he gets tired, he fights through it like nobody else. And Zakai Ziegler has that. Josiah has that. You go on down the line. And the numbers for these Tennessee players when in defensive situations, when guarding their man, they're all absolutely tremendous numbers in terms of one-on-one defense. And, you know, they've also played a lot of basketball together. That kind of speaks to that same core that was good last year, and now they're playing great this year. They know how to play with one another, and they're in better shape. They're more physical than everybody. I thought Texas was shook kind of in those first couple of minutes when Urosh was getting in their face. Olivier was talking to him. Josiah was talking to them. I thought Texas kind of got shook at that moment. And in terms of X's and O's wise, they can switch 1 through 5. They really can. And I think that allows you to do so much defensively. Even Zakai Ziegler after the game is saying that he wants the matchup if he gets switched on to a post player. 5'7", 5'8", Zakai Ziegler, 5'9", whatever he is. He's the shortest guy on the floor every game. He wants to be matched up when he gets switched on to one of those 6'9", 6'10", post players. And you saw it on Saturday night against Texas. He got switched on to a post player, and he ripped the ball away from him.
Ben McKee, GoVols247 here with us on Josh and Swain. Now that we saw this team and how they played against Texas and the performance from Olivier and Zakai Ziegler and Josiah George James, Vescovi in there with 12 points, Triple J with 14 points, who's the most important pair of players for Tennessee that have to play well? Is that the same as it was, you know, a month ago, a month and a half ago, or in the last couple of games, has that changed?
I'll be honest with you. My opinion on that question kind of changes from game to game, because how can you not watch what Olivier Kamwa did against Texas? And, I mean, that's the best Tennessee has looked as a team all season long. And, I mean, I think a lot of it was because of the way Olivier performed. I mentioned it earlier. Rick wants to get the ball inside before getting the ball back onto the perimeter. He wants to collapse that defense and open up shots for Tyreek Key and Santiago and Julian Phillips and Triple J, Zakai. He wants the defense to collapse and then work the ball back out. But he also wants Olivier to be able to score. You need to have a scoring presence in the post. You saw Kentucky eat Tennessee alive because no post players really showed up. I know Urosh had a big game against Oscar Tshiebwe offensively, but John Calipari said after the game that he was perfectly content with Urosh doing that because it allowed the rest of the team to kind of focus on the perimeter and take Tennessee out of its game on the perimeter from an offensive standpoint. So it's kind of hard to watch Saturday's performance and not think that Olivier is as important as anybody or the most important player, because it just opens up so much for everybody else. But I do think if I had to give a firm answer, I mean, Santiago Vescovi and Josiah Jordan James, I think they are by far the two leaders on this team. Zakai Ziegler, he's the heart and soul of the team. But in terms of communication and kind of being the glue out there, Santiago and Josiah is that on both ends of the floor. So I think those two guys are the most important players. And although they didn't have the best stats on Saturday, I mentioned it earlier, they were able to make winning plays when it mattered most to kind of help kill some of the momentum that Texas created in the second half. So as important as Olivier and Zakai and some of those other guys are, at the end of the day, I think Tennessee is going to go as far as Josiah and Santiago take them.
Ben McKee, GoVols247.com, a big win over Texas on Saturday. Ben, you were there to see that. You also saw Josh Heupel come out, speak to the crowd. Crowd went crazy. The newcomers were introduced as well. And that's after the news last week. Josh Heupel gets his big extension. What stood out about the reaction from Tennessee's fan base? And then your thoughts on the deal that Tennessee handed out to extend Josh Heupel?
Yeah, it was cool to see Josh Heupel and the newcomers get the reaction that they got during one of the media timeouts. And unfortunate that Thompson Bowling couldn't get Josh Heupel a better microphone. He kept kind of cutting in and out. But you could get the gist of what he was saying. And then, of course, he had the great one-liner of, let's go out and show the country who the real orange or the correct shade of orange is. And he certainly held his own down in the Orange Bowl when knocking off Clemson, another shade of orange. And then Rick Barnes was able to hold his own as well by beating Texas. But I thought the raise was well-deserved. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the SEC, and now he is compensated as one of the best coaches in the SEC. Obviously, there's a little bit of risk involved because he's only two seasons in, but there's going to be any form of risk with any coach across the country when giving somebody that much money. And I would be very surprised if the money doesn't work out, or if Tennessee regrets giving him $9 million, which is tied with Lane Kiffin, funny enough, for fifth highest paid coach in the SEC. I would be absolutely shocked, quite frankly, if we look back 3, 4, 5 years from now and think that that was the wrong move. Obviously, it's the right move in present day, but I think you're kind of accomplishing two things when you give him the extension and raise that you gave him. A, it's acknowledging what he's done to this point, and B, you're investing into the future. So when you're investing into the future, I think you're looking at a guy that is going to be able to maintain a culture. He's a guy that obviously gets it done X's and O's wise, and I think he's a much better recruiter than people give him credit for. So I would be very surprised if in a couple of years Tennessee looks back and regrets giving Josh Heupel that much money after just two seasons, because, A, he's earned it to this point, and I think he will continue to earn it as the program continues to grow and build.
So, Wayne, does that mean Tennessee has the orange belt currently? Got the win against Clemson, got the win against Texas? Tennessee have the orange belt right now?
The win over Clemson, we got the orange belt, but we don't need no belt just because we beat Texas, because Texas is not orange. Josh, I told you this. They are brown. And as someone who is brown and looks at brown every time I look in the mirror when I brush my teeth in the morning, I know what brown looks like. Texas is brown, okay? They're not orange.
Can't exactly counter that argument there, can we?
You cannot counter that argument. I know what brown looks like, okay? I'm an expert on brown. Texas is not orange. They are brown. Case closed. Burnt orange. And it's more hideous in person. Y'all have to agree. It is a hideous color. It is god-awful. I thought it was bad watching it on TV. Seeing it in person, even worse. Even worse. I bet Rick Barnes couldn't wait to get rid of his stuff when he was let go. Couldn't wait. Like, who wears that? That color on purpose? Accident? Maybe. Get dressed in the dark. I've done it before. I know Ben has done it before. I'm sure you've done it too. But who wears that color on purpose? Ugh. All right, I'm done.
5 second pause to make sure. Ben McKee, govols247.com. Read his coverage from Tennessee basketball over the weekend. We continue to get closer. What, 2.5 weeks until Tennessee baseball will start up, and football in the meantime always going on. govols247.com to read Ben's coverage and his colleagues' coverage. Ben, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.